Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. For more than 120 years, the Ashland, Oregon City Council has protected the city's water supply in the 14,000-acre Ashland Creek watershed, despite early opposition from private and commercial interests. In the 1880s, two sawmills operated in the watershed. Cattle and sheep grazed on the hillsides, and logging sediment had built up in Ashland Creek. The council petitioned for a federal forest reserve to protect the watershed from timberland speculators and other types of vandals. President Grover Cleveland established the reserve in 1893. In the 1920s, when Jesse Winburn hoped to develop his watershed property into a mineral springs resort, city officials refused and fined him repeatedly for using Ashland Creek illegally. In 1929, and again in 1969, city leaders met with federal officials to renew the agreement, making protection of the city's water supply the primary management goal of the watershed. The agreement prohibited mining, camping, and fishing, and restricted timber harvesting. In 1974, the Forest Service placed locked gates across the main roads into the watershed. Today, the Ashland Woodlands and Trails Association works with the city to provide non-motorized access to the watershed while protecting Ashland's water supply for future generations. Today's episode of As It was written by Amy Kucher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.